Track 6, back to the news. Carnival Queen is crowned at Sheldon. Sheldon Water Carnival's royalty have been crowned at the village's spring fete on Sheldon Green as preparations continue for the big event in August. Sheldon Primary School pupil Kayla is this year's Carnival Queen, with fellow pupils Joseph and Olivia as attendants. The royal party will have a prominent role in the Water Carnival Boat Parade, which takes place on Saturday, August the 1st this year. They will also light the Sheldon Bonfire on Saturday, October the 31st. Andrew Miller, chair of Sheldon Water Carnival, said, "The fete was a great success, with very fine weather drawing a large number of local families and holidaymakers. As well as the crowning of the royal party, we have fete games, a locally drawn collection of classic cars, the Limpstone Brass Band, the John Martin Magic Show, and a driving cart game around the green area." He said plans for the Water Carnival this year are now being completed. There will be stalls and games from 10:30 a.m. on the beach and from 6:30 p.m. on Sheldon Green. The attractions include donkey rides, a children's fancy dress competition, music and entertainment, food and drink, and a raffle. On the beach and on Marine Parade, there will also be a range of local stall holders selling a variety of crafts and raising money for charities. The main event, the floating parade of decorated boats, takes place in the late afternoon, followed by the presenting of prizes for the best in various categories of watercraft. The evening entertainment includes a children's disco, a barbecue, and live music from the Embers. All in all, it's a packed event, enjoyed by locals and holidaymakers alike, said Andrew.
Art event show culture thrives beyond the cities. Author and creator Hetty Judah's appearance at a community event in Dawlish proved a sellout. The Good Space, the independent creative venue in the town, hosted the evening with Hetty, the author of How to Enter the Art World After, as part of her Southwest tour of what she called After Sessions. Four local artists, Rosie Harbottle, Katie Clemenson, Jen Madden and Angels Rimmer, also took part, talking about their own current work. More than 40 guests, the largest gathering the Good Space has hosted so far since opening, joined in the evening, which organisers say proves that culture belongs everywhere. Attendees travelled from as far as Plymouth and Wellington for the evening of conversation, creativity and Q&A with Judah, whose tour also includes venues in Exeter, Ashburton, Newton Abbot and Biddeford. The evening sold out 4 days before the event. Co-founder of the Good Space, Amy Beach, said, "We weren't going to let the chance pass us by to bring something different and valuable to our community." Despite initial uncertainty about demand, the co-founders promoted the event through local notice boards, the town chamber, social media, and by rallying the local creative community. The Good Space is an independent creative venue in Dawlish, dedicated to bringing people together through co-working, workshops and community events.
Unpaid volunteers thanked during Volunteers Week. People who offer their time and skills free of charge to local organisations in Teignbridge are being recognised during Volunteers Week, which runs from the 1st of June to the 7th. Local charities and non-profit groups are highlighting the vital role of volunteers and showing their appreciation for their work. Volunteering in health helps people in Teignmouth, Dawlish and Chudleigh to make positive changes to their health and well-being. It has around 100 volunteers, including befrienders, drivers, fundraisers and administrators, and has invited them all to a summer party at Bitton House to say thank you. Kingstanton-based Kingscare League of Friends is featuring some of its 185 volunteers on its Facebook page this week, showing their different experiences and roles. In the last 6 weeks, King's Care has welcomed 6 new volunteers and is keen to hear from anyone interested in joining its community transport scheme. Sheldon Wildlife Trust, which has more than 50 volunteers helping with admissions, horticulture and animal care, is offering free entry to Sheldon Zoo for all volunteers of any organisation. All they need to do is bring a letter from the organisation they volunteer with. A spokesperson for Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services said, "Volunteers Week provides a crucial opportunity to thank volunteers and recognise the value of their time, passion and skills. The campaign highlights the diversity and unity of volunteer work across the UK. Many local organisations will invite their volunteers to events, outings, coffee mornings or award ceremonies, but we are only too aware that there are gaps and organisations are looking for volunteers right now. Currently, there is a shortage of treasurers to join trustee boards, drivers, shop volunteers and more."
Moor Woodland Charity seeks new chairperson. Moor Trees is seeking a new chair as the charity prepares for a major new phase of growth and woodland expansion across Dartmoor National Park. The conservation charity, which focuses on restoring native broad-leaved woodland and supporting biodiversity, says it is developing ambitious new projects with funders and environmental partners. Moor Trees is also recognised as the area's main producer of locally sourced native trees. Nearly 300 volunteers support the organisation each year through seasonal planting, activities and nursery work, helping strengthen its role in habitat recovery across Dartmoor. The charity is now inviting applications from candidates with leadership, governance and networking experience alongside a passion for woodland conservation. Applications close on June the 8th.
Racecourse plea to help tell its 160-year story. Racegoers are being invited to share their memories as Newton Abbott Racecourse marks its 160th anniversary. The racecourse is launching a campaign to collect stories, photographs and memorabilia from visitors past and present, celebrating the people and moments that have shaped its history. Contributions will be shared throughout the racing season before featuring in a special anniversary exhibition later this year. Organisers are keen to hear from anyone with memories of the venue, whether it is a winning bet, a favourite horse, a family tradition or a treasured photograph from decades gone by. The initiative aims to highlight the racecourse's role in the local community over the years. People wishing to take part can contact Emily Pike by email, emily.pike@newtonabbottracing.com, or visit the main office on a race day.